In Iraq, 44 members of parliament announced their resignation after security forces dismantle an anti-government protest camp. The lawmakers are demanding, quote, the withdrawal of the army. Earlier in the day, clashes broke out between gunmen and police in the central city of Ramadi, where the camp was located. 3 policemen and 10 gunmen were killed. The violence also spread to the nearby city of Fallujah. The lawmakers were also calling for the release of detained MP Ahmed Al-Alwani, who backs the anti-government protesters. On Saturday, security forces raided Alwani's home. Deadly clashes broke out after his guards opened fire on the police. 7 people, including the MP's brother, 5 guards and a security force member, were killed before Alwani was taken into custody. Sabah Jawad from the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation says the removal of the Ramadi camp does not violate the right to peacefully demonstrate in Iraq, since the protesters inside the camp were outlaws and resorted to terror and violence.
This does not deny the rights of people to demonstrate peacefully and to put their demands to the government. In fact, across Iraq, there are sometimes demonstrations not only from Sunni community but the Shia community as well. So the rights of protest should be respected, but at the same time, in this dangerous environment that we're living in Iraq, it's about time we put an end to these people who are utilizing these protests to score points against the government and to inflame tension in Iraq as well. So we saw this was coming, and it's been taking such a long time. And I hope innocent people will not be killed in the process.